host, Christine Morier. And today is March 2nd, 2026. If you want to join me in the chat room, you're going to need to head over to my YouTube channel. And that handle is at Christine Dumas, KrystineDuma, Christine Morier, right? So we've got this beautiful open hour that we get to be together. And inside of this hour, I'm going to talk about a lot of things because there's so much that's going on right now in this world that we're living inside of this one personal year. And this is going to be a dive into numerology, your personal year cycles, and this dynamic energy in March, which is huge. So, yes, okay, guess what? The room is open officially. Thank you, Serena, for letting me know. Okay, so you guys, here we go. In March, no, I can't do that yet. I have some updates to talk to you about. I do a weekly energy clearing as a remote healer for you. And tonight's session, I had to move it out in to next Monday. And the reasons are just a lot moving in my personal life. So we'll get back on the bandwagon of the healing sessions next Monday. And they are every Monday night from 6 to 6:40 p.m. Pacific Standard Time. 40 minutes feels like it's like that sweet spot for a group clearing session. And I do some teaching, and it's fascinating how when we connect up with spirit, when we're in conscious healing, you know, connection through the field, what happens is messages come through, and a group collective message comes through. And so as an intuitive and a channel and a seer, that's going to pop in too. So if you go to 12academy.com, the .com is really important to add. That's where you will find the registration link. I also have it in one of my videos here as well. You know, they're in perpetuity every week. I'm just going to keep that going because I do a lot of energy work. All right. If you haven't subscribed to this channel, I'm building this channel, please do so. And share with your friends and your family and anybody that you think might be interested in numerology and quantum physics, metaphysics, because I'm just a walking, talking, breathing library of all that stuff, all right? Which is what this channel is going to be all about, honestly. So, as a seer, I work as a seer. I work as a full-time, very proud 1-2-Listen advisor. That's where I do most of my work, unless you're local. I have my local clientele as well. I'm based in Seattle. But all of my work as an intuitive, psychic, seer, healer, lots of that, you know, just all that stuff, is piped through 12listen.com. And there you will meet a phenomenal, highly capable group of my colleagues who are, you know, in their own right. They have their own gifts and abilities and superpowers. And one of the reasons why I'm bringing this up is that we are jumping into a big eclipse tomorrow. And it is not, I'm not the one that's going to be talking about that. There are some amazing astrologers, Mark Husson, C.A. Brooks, Kat Nicholson, and you will find them all over at 12listen.com. They all have shows right here on YouTube as well as over at 1-2 Radio, okay? So for this energy, this dynamic energy that I'm going to talk about through the lens of numerology, as well as my own experience as an intuitive, what this means for all of us, which is really cool. It's exciting. It's got some juice to it. And so I'm going to jump into the weeds of that in a second. Well, I kind of anchor into just merging with you right now and just being with you right now. Just being present with all of you guys right now, okay? Yeah. Right. The fluttering of this energy is big, right? Good morning, everyone who's popping into the chat room. Hi, you guys. I'm so glad you're here. I'm going to keep rolling and then I'll pop in a second. All right. Three energy of March. Now, the importance of this that we should all know is January, February, and March. Those months are 1, 2, and 3, right? That signifies the first quarter. The last quarter is October, November, December, and those numbers are 10, 11, and 12. So we're wrapping up the base that we created in the first quarter of this dynamic one personal year, which is actually a 10. And there's been a lot of buzz around that, and yes, it's a very real, tangible thing. We want to be able to take this energy in March and bookend this first quarter, because that is the base that is going to repeat itself in the last quarter of 2026. Three solid months. So we want to lock it in right now, all right? And each personal year has its own way to lock in this three frequency. So I'm going to talk about that. If you guys don't know what the personal years are, there's a video that you can go and watch and you can learn about it. And then you can come back in and listen to this live stream, okay? So three energy. Let me explain this. One is singular. Two is two people coming together. Three is what they create. All right? That's the easy way to understand three. It's creativity. One is singular. We're in a singular, one, independent, autonomous, global year. This is what makes you special, what makes you unique, what do you want to bring into this tangible life that you live in your five sense, three-dimensional world, right? That looks like job, relationships, curiosities, personal aims, and goals. How do you want to express yourself? What do you want to be doing with the time that you have every single day? All right. Two moves to, now there's two. It's relational. It's about how we communicate with one another, how we effectively communicate with one another. There's the art of diplomacy, right? This is how we are dancing back and forth. The profundity of 1, 2, 3 now with the 10, 11, 12 of 2026, 2027, 2028 is massive. And so we arrive to the three, which is what do the two create? What are you guys creating? What are you doing? And when we take it into us right here, it is nothing short of authentically being in that creative zone. Authenticity, speaking authenticity, which is based in the joy and the beauty of who you are. Who you are. Everybody here is so unique. I am somebody who absolutely 1,000,000,000%, without question, knows that every single person on this planet is here for a very specific reason. And with that is, you know, that's multi-layered. Isn't the main premise of us being here in this time-space continuum called Earth? Yep. That we are learning about ourselves. And we're here to somehow make a difference, make a different choice within ourselves and the things that we believe and know, and make a difference out there in the world, right? It's how we show up in relationship and how we show up authentically as ourselves in relationship across the board. So when you think about this three energy, because we can feel it, there are things that are happening. And for a lot of my clients, and I'm noticing it across the board, that there is this upside down pancake of stability points that are happening left and right, really quick, really fast, somewhat unexpected, and it's a shock value to your system. Some people are knowing that this is happening. Others, it's happening out of the blue. Jobs are being terminated. People are getting fired. They are also, relationships are going through these flips of closure. Yeah? And it doesn't mean that the relationship is closed completely. It means that it's going through a pause and a reset. And that pause and reset is making us take a minute to come back to us and saying, wait a minute, what am I missing here? What am I missing here? What is going on around me that I'm not necessarily paying attention to how I, authenticity, am living my life, authentically expressing who I am? That's what this three energy is about. You know, like there's something that it's a misnomer, honestly, it's connected to three, which is, while on its face, it is the joy of living. Right. Of course, joy of living a human experience as a spiritual being requires that you are authentically expressing yourself. And so, you know, spiritually speaking, that if you were authentically expressing who you are to the depth of the beauty of who you are, guess what? You would be bubbling with joy. You would be bubbling with joy. And you would be, all of a sudden, just by you being you and seeing that beautiful expression in other people around you, the little people and the taller people, All the people, all of us who are in a human body having this thing called a human experience, and yet our essence of ourselves right here, this original design, quantum self right in there, which loves unconditionally, knows without question that we're all connected. You would see it in everybody else, and you would become a pipeline for creativity, inspiration, and you'd giggle a lot. You would be laughing at how synchronistic events just happened consistently all around you. And you would get, you know, answers out of nowhere, because that's what three does. It creates all it wants to do. Is create. All right. So for each personal year, this is going to be a pipeline into, take that three energy and put it there. All right. Take this, and I'm going to walk through each one with you guys. I promise. And I will not short 7, 8, and 9. So you guys might have to tell me, you're squirreling too much. So I'm going to pop into the chat room right now, you guys, and say hello. Kweli, hello, my dear. Hi. Too late for me. Oh, and you're in another. Oh, where? Oh, yeah, you're probably already gone. Coily is saying she can't come into the sessions. That's okay, honey. I'll find a way to do it. I promise you. I'm going to find. I want to take these healing sessions. Coily is talking about the quantum remote healing sessions that I do. Ultimately, I want to have it be through here, through my YouTube channel. All right, and to have it be a part of my subscriber base. And so, Quayle, we'll figure that out, okay? As I build it, I am building it while I'm flying the plane. Live a joyful life. Hi, my dear. I am so glad you are here as well. Welcome, welcome. Well, and hello, Claire. I am glad you are here as well, honey. I'm glad you're here. All right, you guys. So, it takes a lot of courage to be who you are. And I don't know why that's so. I kind of am I'm a weird little mixture of always connected to the quantum field. I'm always connected to activity that's going on in the quantum field, and I'm deeply ingrained in that space where it's just a natural, organic part of how I move every single day. It also makes me very good at my job, right? But this is my authentic expression. It's really, really who I am. And so I understand something about our deep, deep connection to each other, even if we can't see it, even if we don't understand it, with all the yeah buts that are there, right? I have an enormous amount of compassion for the process of returning home to self. I went through that myself. Everybody has their unique path. And yet, as I sit here just humming with energy, why would you not do it? Okay, so you've got some crashes that are going on around you, right? So there are some things that are in deep transition. Some of them proactively, you guys probably have put into play. Some of them are unexpected, and it's shaking you to your core. Okay. The three energy is here saying, guess what? Guess what? Where are you? Are you ready to go? Are you ready to express your creativity? Are you ready to take this out into real life? Because let's do something with it. Every single one personal year, okay? Every single one personal year I have ever experienced, there is change. Boots on the ground change. Other years, too, kind of lazy, kind of different, kind of not so much. Guess you know why? It's relational. And so, too, doesn't have a lot of the opportunity that we see in one. People move. It's all life stuff. People move. Relationships come to an end. Relationships begin. People have babies in a one personal year. Yeah, these like real life stuff happens. Jobs start, big jobs start. In my one personal year, I started at 1-2 Listen. And that story was just nuts of how that even happened. It was like finding a needle in a haystack for me. Of what job are you? Can you just, not only be authentically yourself inside of, but really be successful at? Needle in a haystack. And not, maybe for all of us, it might feel like that. There are two things that I know how to do really well. It's what I do here as an intuitive and a sealer and a seer and a remote healer. I also play the piano really, really well. I don't have the same passion for piano though that I do for when I'm doing this red hot second with all of you. I just don't. I enjoy it. I'm very good at it. But it's not the same passion. I could sit here and talk to you guys until my voice was hoarse and continue to talk and continue to, you know, I have a gear here that can go and go and go because I'm so excited about what I, you know, the things that I have studied and researched and experienced and know. Yeah. Yeah. Okay. So let me look at the time because I don't want to shortchange 7, 8, and 9. Hi, Denise. Hi, I'm so glad you're here. And Pamela, hi, sweetie. Abigail. Oh my God. Hi, sister. Okay. So think about that as I talk about each personal year. And don't forget that this is the dynamic energy of one. And we are going to be living in different places, doing different jobs, having different, you know, starting something that is moving towards a different way of making our money, living our lives, and who we're in relationship with. You either want to get on this train, guys. You know, it's not a train. It is a rocket ship. You're either going to get on it. You're going to just be running around saying, the sky is falling, the sky is falling, the sky is falling, you know, and, you know, go hide under the table or something. I just get on the rocket ship. Yeah. And is it going to be tiring? Yes. Yes, it will be. You won't get a lot of sleep. But at the same time, there's this something that's moving that is exciting. And so you don't need as much sleep, you know? All right. And what else did I want to say? And I don't know about you guys, but the synchronistic events, you know, I will have that conversation with you about entanglement theory, which it is fascinating. And it does completely support when, you could say magic happens in your life, or I always say that's the stuff you can't make up. You know, what do we say? That shit you can't make up in our family. That's what we say. And it's happening again. And it's happening a lot right now. Okay. So I get all geeky and excited about it. And I love these energy surges, the eclipse, you guys. Go listen to Mark Husson's show. Go find Kat Nicholson's show. Go find C.A. Brooks's show. Though they got you covered. It's happening tomorrow and it's epic. And I'm just doing the nodding my head. Okay, let's start with the ones. One personal year. This three energy, one pinners. All right, got all my one pinners. You know what your bogey and your target is. This three energy, your bogey and your target for March is to pipe it into 4. 1 + 3 = 4. That's how you do the math. And 4 is about systems, structures, orders. What is the container of your life that is needing to be put into a routine? It doesn't feel hot and it doesn't feel sexy. But you know what? When you're in a one personal year, you're like, no, give me a kitchen to organize. Give me a garden to do. Give me a schedule to lay out. Give me some sort of something that's tangible that I can dig into and I can create order. Right. This is about creating order for you guys, all right? And how you create that order, 3. What is your, so if you think about everything I just said about 3, right? It's happy, it's optimistic, which is so funny. I write these notes, I never look at them. I don't know. I just want to make sure I'm going to not squirrel and stay on path. Yeah, so with your fiery independent spirit, and this creative juice coursing through your veins, you're going to build and you're going to not skip a step. This could look like everything in life that makes up life. And that's going to go into some section about organizing in your house, organizing in your business, creating routines, structure for your family. Yeah, routines and structure for your business, routines and structure for planning. Planning looks like anything. Anything. And to do so from a place where you're just pumping happy because you are uniquely doing it your way. Your way. Not anybody else's way. Your way. Okay? What does your way look like for structure, orders, systems that is brilliant and it works for you? Yeah. Don't skip steps. This is the only thing about the four is like, don't do this. Hope is not a plan when it comes to system structures, orders. Never is. Yeah. Okay. I'm going to move into the two. And the two, you guys know this is all about what I just said about the two. Diplomacy. Making sure that you have healthy boundaries of knowing when to step back so you don't run for the hills and hide because you've given way too much. There's a whole video about all things too. So go find that one. This energy of three, it's like a ball of energy. I always talk with my hands. My piano's over there. Yeah, so three. All right, two. You're going to take this three energy and you're going to pipe it into your bogey and target this month, which is five, right? Two plus three is five. Yes. Five, adventure, freedom. Put on your bootstraps, twos, because this is one of the months in your experience for the year, which is dynamic change. So what happens in a five? You've got opportunities to have adventure. It might look like travel. It might look like a new experience, opportunity that comes rolling right up to your feet. Pick up that ball, have a look at it, and get yourself into this, yeah, I think I'm kind of interested. I do want to go play. I do want to go have just, yes, that sounds good. And think about how it is supporting you authentically expressing yourself, the things that make you happy, that make you unique again. All right. So for the two, I think this is really an important point that I'm going to just get you to listen to right now. Two pinners. Personal year pinners, just an easier thing for me to say. Don't go chasing balls. Let the balls roll up to your feet and then you pick them up and you decide if this is something that feels like you want to go do, explore, and experience. Could be a new person, could be a, you know, wonderful, you know, relationship, just exploration. It could be an interesting offer inside of your work that you do. It could be a trip or an experience just out of the old routine. I want you to check and make sure that you, and then you could say no. Like, that's an ask that I don't want to do because I feel like I've overgiven over there. Yeah, even if it is jumping out of an airplane, you know, because if that's on your bucket list, as long as it's just a clean offer, you know, not something in return, if that is something that you've over-indexed yourself on in that relationship. But twos, I always get so excited for March because this is one of the fun months for you. And then the next fun month for you is going to be in December, right? So take advantage of that, you guys. And if you have any questions, you can ask. Hello, Miss Reader. I'm so glad you're here. Hi, honey. Aloha from Hawaii. Three pinners. You got a doppelganger. Wow. This is a power month for you. That is another really big opportunity for you to use your authentic voice. Be more of who you are. Find that courage to come out and be who you are. All right? It is, obviously, your bogey and target is six. That's all about family and community and being a leader inside of a community, a visionary inside of a community. It's the family number. It's the community number. This is March for you. So I want to grab you and say, come on, get up and have courage to be who you are. Without apology, in the most loving, dynamic, inspirational of ways. I always have to remind everybody that when we're anchored in who we really are, there is no need to explain, you know, outwards to others. It's just this anchor and knowingness inside of ourselves. And simply live it. Therefore, there's no... I didn't talk about the suppression. When three energy gets suppressed, wow, it's intense. It's like we are being oppressed. Because we are. These energies demand that we either sync up to them or if we don't, that's, you know, your loss. That's kind of how it feels when I work with the energies and I'm working with somebody who's struggling to embrace the frequency that's there in their lives, or to embrace their life path, or to embrace what's going on in their lives, right? So three energy, I don't even think I want to talk about the suppression, but it's just basically, can you imagine if somebody was oppressive to you and saying no to you and judging you and saying, no, you're not accepted here. You don't belong here. There's something wrong with you. And here's all the criticisms I have for you. Guess what would happen? You'd start to get angry, bitter, resentful, judgmental. Okay, so if take that out to the rest of your life, and I'm going to say don't do any of that. Every single time you feel that, you say that's not true. I know that's not true about me, and I know that's not true about anybody else out there. All right? This is just the loops that start to play in our heads. Wow. Be bold, be brave, get out there, be who you are. Three pinners in your community. This is going to look like taking risks to speak truthfully and to speak authentically. And that just in your presence. And when you bring that to your work and to your relationships and to helping people, this is a month of helping people. This is helping people help themselves, teaching people. Without apology, offer your time and your energy, sometimes your resources, to people who need it, in the hopes that only good will come from it, where they'll be able to do it for themselves. Okay? Four. Now, four, you guys, this is about building your mothership in a one global year. And you are building something that is going to be here possibly for the rest of your life. Take it seriously. And with this three energy, we're going to have a little bit of a longer conversation with the four. The three energy of March is being piped through your bogey and target to seven. And you're going to have a repeat of a higher octave of this in December. Now, so that looks like you're going to bring this creative juice of three into the mystic inside of you, the one that contemplates you as a spiritual being having a human experience. That means allowing the vulnerability of your heart, which is deeply tied to love and inclusion, gets to have some me time in this month of March, which is filled with creativity. Your creativity pipeline is to the inner wisdom of your heart. And then here's the trick. I don't care where you are, four pinners, at work, at home, I don't care what you're doing, playing golf, playing a game of ball, bowling, I don't care what you're doing, changing the nappy, you know, for, I just, that you are thinking constantly, all the time, about bringing this inner wisdom out of your mouth, integrating with the words that you're using, all right? Notice that three is a huge challenge point. Are you going to be able to embody it, speak it, live it, become it? Have it become a normalized part of your life? This is why there's destabilization everywhere. And yet, what I feel nothing is like, whew, I just need my surfboard. Yeah, I got to ride this wave because I know that really good things are going to come from this. So you guys just, you know, chin up and keep, you know, grab your surfboard, keep your happy optimism on, look for the magic that's happening all around you. Yeah, because it is. And then when you start to notice it, all of a sudden you're like, whoo, that just happened. Okay, wait a minute, that just happened. You run into people all of a sudden because of that interaction. You have a new opportunity in front of you. Yeah, and if it's because you lost your job, I'll tell you, you will tell that story for the rest of your life. If that didn't happen, I wouldn't be here doing this, living my best life. All right, so fours, this is a pivotal month for you. It's the end of the first quarter. It's going to be the end of your fourth quarter. So this is, try to get into your mystic. Try, which sits in the heart chakra. Sits right here, okay? Get into your mystic. And you also are going to probably not be as socially inclined. That's okay, because most of the time when you go into mysticism, you kind of want to go into, you know, proverbial caves left and right, and that's okay. That's fine. Find that balance there too. And if you're in partnership, verbally talk to your partner about the fact that you might not be as social, you know, if there's events that are coming up, and would it be okay if you just passed that, you know, stepped out and you didn't participate, right? Have an open conversation about it. Authenticity. Speak. Lots of speaking. Okay, fives. I hope you guys are doing okay. I was, you know, five is also a massive change year. And boots on the ground change year. And so one in five, you guys at this point, I don't know how many cycles, you're always doing 1-5, 1-5, 1-5. Hold on a second. So where you're piping this creative, yummy energy into is 8. This is your business, commerce, how you're making your money and how you're collaborating with others. In order to generate prosperity and wealth. And it's also, it is a philanthropic number that nurtures and loves and takes care of people in a very conscious way of where that wealth goes, because in thinking about where can I make the biggest impact with my success and abundance and prosperity, right? So all of this creative juice is going to look like bringing it into your business and whatever it is that you're doing when it comes to work. And I have seen inspirational ideas come in for this combination that fixes a problem, or it writes a trajectory that takes off and then it sticks for long term. Your key here is to stay in this three energy. How well, this is a feeding into success, abundance, prosperity. This is a feeding into how you're relating to your colleagues and your coworkers. Pied Piper, authentic expression, authentic ideas. It's all about work this month. It's all about generating creative ideas that is supporting your business, and it's supporting your bank accounts, not only for yourself, but for everybody who is collaboratively involved with you, all right? When you go into your job, you are recognizing this three energy of authenticity in every single person that you're interacting with, and that one thing alone changes how you start to speak and how you listen. All right, so take that all the way to the bank, and I mean it. Where I'm at, sixes. Yes, it's sixes, you guys. I think so. Yes. Yes, I am. Okay, six plus three is nine. And nine is the great humanitarian number. It is the ending cycle of the cardinal numbers 1 through 9. So basically, this is about release, letting go, creating a vacuum, so that the new energy can come in next month for you, all right? Six frequency, six personal year. I'm trying to not rush, you guys, and I think I'm okay. So I'm going to just take a breath, slow myself down here. Six personal year is about being a leader in your community. It's about harnessing in, bringing in the energy of somebody who is a visionary that has a greater vision for the big arc of a business, of relationship, of building a family, or building a community. It's community-based. And so when you take that three and you start to pipe it into what's your bogey and target this month, it's nine. You're looking around and you're paying attention to what needs to be let go of, what has got to be released, what no longer serves either this community, your relationship, either with yourself, that could, you know, this looks like behaviors, habits that have outlasted their usefulness, or you know it's got to, you got to let some things go. Could be how you're thinking about things, how you're thinking about a person. Lots of times, it's helpful things is to declutter your home, your work environment, clean your car. It looks like letting go. Relationships let go in March for six pin. Ways of making money also. That is something that gets kicked up into gear in a six pin in March. Nine, release. What is being asked? I'm a nine life path. I know this number, and I've tussled with this number. Wow. I've had epic arguments with this frequency of constantly being here, where there's an ebb and a flow to life and new beginnings happen and then the release happens. New beginnings happen and then release happens. You know that all things come to an end, because energy just simply circles back around and it repurposes itself. And so what 9 frequency says is release, so that the vacuum can be created for the new to come in. Release, so the vacuum energy can be created for new to come in. Your new to come in is 30 days away. So you got this little teeny tiny window, right? All right, so take it seriously. Done? Deal? All right. And keeping that fabulous leader in your community. Yeah. Don't hold on to things. Don't hold on too tightly, because you're like, oh my God, but if I let this go, if I let this person go, if I let that circumstance go, I don't know. Yeah, it's in the field right now. Let this happen. Create the vacuum so the new can come in. All right, 7s. Oh, my 7s. I also have a 7 that I'm a 27-9. So it's a number that I've tussled with ad nauseum in my life. And I have a peace with it. Most days I have a peace with it. Okay, so 7 energy with this dynamic 7 personal year with this dynamic 3 energy. Guess what you get to pipe it into? You get to pipe it into the 1 energy. And the power of this month for you is that it couples the personal year cycle, like it always does for you, or the global year cycle. All right. So absolutely 100 billion thousand percent, it's time to drop in something that might require courage on your part to speak and share and bring to the table in your business. Most of the time it's in business. Sometimes it's in relationship. And sometimes I will say it could be in creative expression, but it's still, I'm kind of sitting around business for you in this month, all right? And the same thing is going to happen at the end of the year. And the reason why this sits in business is because next year is your 8 personal year. And it's all about business, right? So what are you going to drop in that is authentically connected to your unique individual self? Something you've always wanted to do. Bring it on in. Last month, you had your cleaning up month. That was a 9. And then on January, it was an 8. So this whole surge for you has been about this. And I don't think I could get into the weeds, because there's too many opportunities and options for what that might be for the 7 personal year. Clearly, it is how you're living your life, how you're making your money, and what it is that you speak up, bring it to the table. Let's say you work at a corporation and you have a really good idea, or you have a really good, let's say it's singular, or let's say it's a really good idea based in something that's already underway. And it might pivot everything in conversation, but you actually know there's like gold there. Speak, talk, you bring it to the table, okay? All right, 8s. I think, I know, I could add more about the 7, but I think that's probably enough. Your bogey is 1. Whatever you drop in this month, it's going to land. So you want it to land through the pipeline of that 3 frequency, the emancipated version of the 3. right? Not the repressed version of the three. You want that energy at your back that is dancing in your kitchen, inspiring for others. You just wake up and you're just really excited about what's going on in life. And I wonder what magic sits in the world around me today. All in the heart center, right? But this boogie of one is you get to go. The only thing you need to do is speak and then bring these beautiful ideas to the table as it relates to your work and the business that you do. All right. Eight's bogey is a two. This is chatting it up. This is the art of diplomacy. Eights, your three energy of creativity and inspiration and dynamism and passion is all around one-to-one relationship, communication, being in dynamic relationship with people around you, listening carefully, thoughtfully, with a wide open heart, just delighted in the person who is across from you that you're connecting with. Let's say somebody's super shy in a business meeting. You kind of nudge them. Share. What do you think, Stacy? What do you think? You kind of nudge them because you're like, I know, I see you. Come on, I see you. It's being open to people in the most loving of ways that is supporting who they are. So the art of diplomacy is what's working in this eight energy for you. This dynamic year of everything about your business budding and growing and blossoming and becoming abundant. And note that in December, it's wrapping your year, which is a big deal. Because we are relational people, that we thrive when we're in really healthy relationship with one another. It's something here that is a requirement in life, because it fortifies our sense of well-being and connection and gives us strength to keep going when things get tough. Hold on a sec, guys. Hold on a sec. Okay. So, the part of two that's also really important to recognize is that you need to know where your boundaries are. This give and take of energy exchange with people, you need to know where that line is. And that line could be, I've given enough. This is speaking your boundaries, speaking them in a way that is just simply not using the word boundary, but laying down that there is a balance of a give and take and a balance of where there's mutual respect and reciprocity going back and forth, right? It's like being on a catamaran. And if one person jumps off that side and plops over to your side, the boat could tip. Both of you need to stay on your side of the catamaran while you're just screaming down the pike of your eight personal year. You have a lot of people in your life who you are in relationship with that is supportive of the work that you do and the family life that you've built and the friend community that you have. I think it's perfect for you. Catamaran. That is your analogy for this month. That's going to bring incredible success at the end of this month, moving you into the dynamic frequency of your three bogey next month, right? You can see how it's a beautiful It's like a kaleidoscope, how these numbers just weave and flow and weave and flow. All right, so 8, that's your bogey and target. 9. 9 pinners. You guys have for this entire year, all 9 pinners out this here there. This happens to you every single time you hit a 9 personal year, right? And you get a doubling up of the frequency. And so 9 plus 3 is 12. 1 plus 2 is 3. Your bogey and target, and how to use this 3 energy inside of this month is 3. So what does that mean in your daily life? It looks like your relationships are front-loaded with authentic expression. Your whole month this month is you being you across the board of your life and mining for your authentic self, mining for it. Can I get deeper? Can I get more vulnerable? Can I get more real with my joy and my happiness and how I am expressing myself in my work, in my relationships, in how I'm living my life? Can you get in there and be creativity that is living? Be inspirational. Boots on the ground for 9 pinners in this month. You're going to get ideas out of nowhere, solutions to problems out of nowhere. Just stay in this zone. Don't budge. Don't move. The cost is just way too high. The price to pay for I will pay to have that elephant come sit on me for this month. No, you won't. You know, get into the magic of 3. There's a dancing quality to it. And then when you get the answers and solutions, do something with them. Get busy, get moving, get creative. Okay, right? So, did I make it? You guys, I have 2 minutes. 9s, I would say, as you're cleaning and cleaning and cleaning and letting go a whole year of creating a vacuum. Well, it's this like, okay, vacuum's created. Okay, now I'm going to let that flow in. Oh my God, I got to create a vacuum over here and this relationship wants to let go. Okay, I'm going to just gracefully let it go and blah. Oh, here comes this great inspirational idea. Okay, I will now take that vacuum space and I will create and I will fill it up and get movement going over here. That's boots on the ground. That means I need to put my time over there, right? Yeah, dynamic flowing. Oh my God, you guys. This. Okay. All the loves. And if you have not subscribed to this channel, let's build it together, you guys. And I promise I'm just so excited about what's to come as I'm building it, as I'm flying this plane.